mellow tone, feeling fancy free. I am not alone, I've got company. Everything's okay, the live long day with a mellow song. I can't go wrong in a mellow tone. That's the way to live. If you mope and groan, something's got to give. Just go your way, laugh and play. There's joy unknown in a mellow tone.
Mr. Saadi Zane on bass.
In a mellow tone, feeling fancy free. I am not alone, I've got company. Everything's okay. The live long day with a mellow song.
Thank you. So, we full of life? We full of life? Can't hear you. All right. Yeah, get the energy happening. So, we're gathered here today. First, I'd like to say that we were organized by a wonderful musician and teacher, and he was our leader for many years. And I just say that we're doing this performance today as a tribute to him. His name was Wade E. Barnes. And just a little applause. One of the things that Wade was especially interested in terms of educating, especially our young people, but in terms of educating the whole world, he was very interested in what he was quoted to call the great missing history, the missing chapter in American and world history. And that is the chapter about African history, and especially about African music. I did a quick online search, and after several hours, I realized that there's very, very, very little written about African history, and especially about African music. And African history and music, and all the stories that surround it, and the myths, they were mostly handed down by word. And unfortunately for us today, since we don't have the time to travel to, say, Western Africa and hunt down a few hundred-year-old African men to tell us what was going on back in those days, all we have are stories and pieces of myths. So what we're doing today is to try and put some of that into perspective and give you a little bit of about the history and try and teach you something about the music. And the African people traveled throughout the world, largely because of slavery, and their culture became assimilated into other cultures. And the spreading out of the African culture is called the diaspora. And one of the things that the African people brought to the rest of the world was their art and music. Now, their sense of aesthetic, which means their sense of values and their sense of beauty, was spread about the planet. One of the things that they brought to the world. Hey there. Hey, you're going to spread some joy on here, too. They're itching to do something. Okay, but one of the contributions that African music has brought to us in the world is the sense of rhythm. Now, there's one African rhythm in particular that we're going to focus on today, which is the main rhythm in almost all popular music today. This rhythm is called the bambula. We're going to ask you, all of you, children, adults, and anyone else who wants to join in, to participate with us, and we're going to learn a little bit about this rhythm, and then we're going to feature the rhythm in the music. As the history of music grew, the use of this rhythm, which was pervasive in popular music, became the basis of many different styles. We're going to take you on some of those styles, which originated in all different parts of the country. This rhythm is called the bambula. So get your rhythm hats on. Everybody got their rhythm hats on? Does everybody have something to play? If you don't have an instrument to play, you can clap your hands, you can stomp your feet, or you can repeat. Not only does the rhythm have a name, it's called the bambula, or the from the Bambara people. And the bambula name actually fits the rhythm. It goes like this. Bambula, 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 bambula. Beautiful. Now, let's bring it down. Keep it going. Now, this rhythm, we're going to feature first in a song that originated from West Africa. The performance of the song was inspired by percussionist Babatunde Olatunji's song, Jingo Ba. And to bring us in with this, we've got our wonderful horn player, Mr. Marshall Seely. And with him, he has a traditional African instrument called the kudu.
This is the kudu horn.
Kudu horn.
One more time. All right, here we go. Jingle.
That was Jingo Ba from West Africa. Now we're going to take you to the Caribbean. And Brother Gene Gee is going to tell you about a song called St. Thomas.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. St. Thomas is an old traditional song, and it was made popular by a famous tenor saxophonist. He was actually born in New York City in San Juan Hill, Harlem, around 149th Street, St. Nicholas Avenue in Harlem. He's a great tenor saxophonist. However, to show you how different cultures combine, there was a very famous English folk song. And Sonny's mother heard this song. It was something they sang in the islands, like a nursery rhyme. How many of you know? You know that song? It's a Bitsy Spider, Mary Had a Little Lamb. All these nursery rhymes, right? So what Sonny did was take the melody of this famous English folk song, and he called it St. Thomas. That's where his parents are from, the American or United States Virgin Islands. And we know it today as St. Thomas. Thank you.
Caribbean. Now we're going to take you all the way back to the United States. We're going to take you down south to New Orleans. where the Bambula rhythm was first brought to this country. And we'd like to bring our lovely vocalist Tulivu back to the stage to lead you in Aiko Aiko.
All right. Thank you for those of you who joined me with the dance, the Calypso dance. Now we're going to New Orleans, as Bill said, with a song called Aiko Aiko. Maybe some of the older children, how many of you have seen Drumline? Have any of you seen that movie, Drumline? All right. And if you haven't, maybe you can rent it from Netflix or from the library. It's about bands competing with each other, seeing who can outdo who. And Aiko Aiko is a song about the bands during the Mardi Gras in New Orleans, where they try to outdo each other. And they get dressed up in these beautiful costumes, right? So the song is about two boys from two different bands who are spying on each other's band, trying to see who can outdo the other. They even talk about, one talks about burning the flag of another one. Not really, but they're just competing with each other. And as Bill said, he did the research, and some of the words, they sound like nonsense syllables, but really the words come from a variety of cultures. Some of the words come from Native American cultures, like Taino. Let me hear you say Taino. Choctaw. Chickasaw. Yes, some of the words come from West Africa, like from the Akan people in Ghana. Let me hear you say Akan. Or the Iwe people from West Africa. Iwe. Yes. So the words are a combination of all those different cultures. So we're going to sing that right now. And I'm going to need your help a little bit. We're going to do a little call and response. So when I say, hey now, you also say, hey now. Okay? Here we go. My fly boy and your fly boy sitting on the bayou. Your fly boy said to my fly boy, I'm going to set your flag on fire. Talk about hey now, hey now. I go on, yeah. Giacomo Fino, I'm not yet. Giacomo Fino, yeah. Talk about hey now, hey now. I go on, yeah. Giacomo Fino, I'm not yet. Giacomo Fino, yeah. Hey! Guitar.
Mr. Yoshiki Mura on the guitar.
My fly boy and your fly boy sitting on the bayou. My fly boy said to your fly boy, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Talk about hey now, hey, Aiko, Aiko, Anye, Chakama Fino, Anaye, Chakama Finaye. Talk about hey now, hey now, Aiko, Aiko, Anye, Chakama Fino, Anaye, Chakama Finaye.
Now we are gonna take, we took you down to New Orleans in the South. Now we're gonna drag you all the way back up here to New York City. And we're gonna play a song that was popularized by a dance. And Bertha's gonna tell you about it.
Hello, everybody. I'm going to tell you about a dance that was named for the port city in our country, the Charleston, and it was named for the port city of Charleston, South Carolina. This dance came about from a Broadway show that was introduced in 1923 called Runnin' Wild. And it was introduced on piano by the very famous stride piano player, James P. Johnson. So it got to be a very familiar song, and a dance came out of it. And this dance was around the same time that the play came out, and it was popularized during the era when the drinking was supposed to be outlawed. So it got to be a very wild dance where people danced by themselves or with a group as a way of protesting against the fact that they could no longer drink in safety without being arrested. So all these other places cropped up where you could drink, and they were called speakeasies. So this dance, which I'm going to try and demonstrate for you, is something that is done with pretty much wild abandon. It's called the Charleston. I'm going to try to do some steps to the drum. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So we took you all around the world on an African beat, and grab a breath and introduce you in case you didn't catch all the names. I'll introduce the members of the band to you. In the back row, on bass, Mr. Sadi Zayn. On drums, we have Mr. Jamie Aff. Our lovely vocalist I've introduced, Ms. Talivu Donna Cumberbatch. And another beautiful woman flanking the other side of the stage, the lovely Ms. Bertha Hope. And our three distinguished horn players, Mr. Marshall Seeley on French horn. Mr. Gene Gee on the tenor saxophone. And Mr. Julian Pleatsley on alto saxophone. And I'm the big mouth. I didn't forget the guitar. We always stay the best for last. I'm the big mouth on the vibraphone, in case you didn't know what this instrument is called. My name is Bill Ware. And last but not least, our fantastic guitarist, quiet but not unheard, Mr. Yoshiki Mura. Yeah. Right now we'd like to, we're all jazz musicians, and which is often referred to as America's classical music, and probably basic to all jazz music, and its link to African heritage has been the blues. And I'm gonna let Talivu lead you. We're gonna get you involved in some singing and some dancing, and I'm gonna let Talivu lead you through that.
All right, are you ready to do some singing? Okay, and as Bill said, with jazz, there is no jazz without blues. Blues is African-American folk music, and it's loved and played by musicians all over the world. So we're gonna hear, there are all different kinds of blues too. There's the 12-bar blues. Let me hear you say that. 12-bar blues, yes, that's the most popular one. Eight-bar blues.
Eight-bar blues.
Pentatonic blues.
Pentatonic.
Ah, minor blues.
Minor.
Yeah, blues with no form at all.
Blues with no form at all.
Yes, but today we're going to listen to the 12-bar blues. And as the band plays, we're going to count the measures because there are 12 measures in every verse. But also, we're going to do some singing, but a different kind of singing. We're going to do what we call, in jazz, scat singing. Ah, scat singing is singing without words, just nonsense syllables. And all you have to do is just repeat after me when the time comes, okay? So that's scat singing. Okay, now the band is going to play a 12-bar blues, and as they play, we're going to count the measures in each verse. How many measures in each verse? 12. Oh, this is a smart audience. Very good. Okay.
Seven,
Very good.
Shadoodly.
Shabu, shabu. Yourselves a hand. You can stand up and just follow me. We're going to do some swing dance. Thank you. right. Thank you. Good singers and good dancers. We thank you so much. All right.
We've got time for another tune, so I thought we'll jump a few years ahead and we'll play, we'll send you out with a beautiful ballad sung by Tolibu. A song that I'm sure you've all heard, maybe some of the younger people, this might be your first time hearing it. I'm sure your parents have heard it. It's called Misty.
And what is a ballad? A ballad is a slow song that tells a story. And this tells a beautiful love story. Ah, okay. By the great Errol Garner.
Thank you.
never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove, I'm too misty and too
Tolivu Cumberbatch, Bertha Hope, Yoshiki Mura, Marshall Seeley, Julian Priestley, Gene Gee, Saadi Zane, Jamie Aff, I'm Bill Ware. On behalf of Wade Barnes, Unit Structures, we thank you. Ashe.